Welcome to another episode of Just Five Words with Lawrence Martin. It is amazing to me that there have been times in my life when the right message added another log to my fire, fuel to my flame, and a jump start for my journey. And I am offering that for you today. So get ready for Just Five Words. Hello, my friends, and welcome to another edition of Just Five Words with Lawrence Martin. Woo-woo! Buckle your seatbelts for this one, because here are the five words for today. Don't fear the wild animal. You didn't hear me wrong. I said it, and I'll say it one more time. Don't fear the wild animal. 5:15 a.m., I awake to the sound of the opportunity notification. Yes, you might call it an alarm clock, but for me, it is an opportunity notification. 5:30 a.m., I am dressed for my morning run. By 5:45, I have stretched and I'm ready to start running. Along the path on my run, there's a dark area. It's the parking lot for the swimming pool, which is at the outer edge of our housing development. Running on a Monday morning, it's very dark. I'm running, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I see this shadow dart out across the path. It appears to be a deer. It startles me. I stutter stepped. I slowed down, but then I kept running. With my heart pounding from the unexpected appearance, the thought came to mind, don't fear the wild animal. So now it is on Wednesday morning, same pattern, 5 a.m. in the morning. I woke to the sound of the opportunity notification. 5:30, I'm dressed and ready for my morning run. By 5:45, I've stretched and I'm ready to start running. But something is different. Do I take the same path? Do I change the path to avoid a potential encounter with the wild animal? So I have this internal dialogue going on. Was that really a buck, a male deer? Is it rutting season? Is it possible that I might be in danger from the buck? I may be in danger of being attacked or speared by one of his antlers, or maybe even trampled. Do I avoid, or do I proceed and look fear in the eyes? Then the thought came, don't fear the wild animal. With that thought in mind, I decided to take the same path. I made up my mind that whatever happens, happens, but I would not change my course because of fear. Something rose up on the inside of me and it echoed, don't fear the wild animal. Can you just say that with me one time? Don't fear the wild animal. It takes courage to keep going. It takes courage to get started. It takes courage to see a thing through, to make it to your destination. Courage is not the absence of fear, but courage only exists, shows up, stands up, rises up in the presence of fear. It is only in the fear-filled situation that courage shows up with heart pounding, knees shaking, apprehension and caution running through your entire being. But courage stands up and roars. It does not say, I think I can, or I believe I can. It doesn't say that. Oh no. It looks fear in the eye and says, I know I can. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt said this in his 1933 inaugural address. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror which paralyzes. But listen, my friends, don't fear the wild animal. Yes, let me say it one more time. Don't fear the wild animal. There's a word I want to share with you, anthropomorphism. It is an interpretation of what is not human or personal in terms of personal or human characteristics. And oftentimes, we are the one that gives fears the hands. We give fears legs. We give fears antlers. We give fears power. We give fears eyes. But Robin Sharma said this, the fears we don't face become our limits. That Wednesday morning, I made a decision to take that path, to face my fear. When I got to that same place, that parking lot, that dark parking lot I was talking about that I just faced on Monday, That same parking lot that I'm thinking all the time while I'm running, should I take the same path? That same parking lot by the swimming pool, I decided to go through that same path. But listen, something was different. When I went through that path, I was actually looking and surveying the area, but again, it was very dark. I could barely see, but on the right side, I recall to mind that I saw what appeared to be a silhouette of the wild animal. As I drew closer, I thought maybe my mind was playing tricks on me, but as I drew closer and closer, I saw that it was in fact that same deer that I passed on Monday. But this time I didn't stutter step. This time I didn't shake and quake. This time the deer was standing there looking at me and I was looking at the deer. The deer didn't run and I didn't run. I faced fear. And listen, my friends, fear stood still for me. And I'm telling you that fear can stand still for you when you make up your mind that I'm going to face my fear. I'm going to look fear in the eyes and I'm going to keep going. So I took the path. My friends, I don't know what your path is today. I don't know how long you've been dealing with it. I don't know what your path looks like. But what I do know is that you have courage on the inside of you, just waiting for the opportunity to rise up in the midst of fear and teach you something about yourself that you might not know right now. You have the power to overcome your fears. So today, I want to challenge you to look fear in your eyes and tell your fear, don't fear the wild animal. Tell yourself, don't fear the wild animal. Yes, some of you are entrepreneurs and you've been thinking about launching your own business, but let me encourage you by saying to yourself, don't fear the wild animal. Yes, many of you have been thinking about going back to school, getting a higher degree than what you have now, but let me tell you, don't fear the wild animal. Yes, some of you have that person that you've been meaning to have a conversation with, but because of fear, you haven't had that conversation. You haven't reconciled that relationship. But let me tell you today, don't fear the wild animal. My friends, you have what it takes on the inside of you to make it through whatever you're going through. So don't fear the wild animal. We'll see you next time. Thank you for tuning in. Hey friends, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Just 5 Words with Lawrence Martin. I hope that these words are inspiring you, just 5 words, because they inspire me. And so I just want to ask you to consider subscribing to the podcast, and maybe you have a friend that could benefit from just 5 words, a little inspiration to make it through their days. So please feel free to share this with a friend. Please subscribe, and we'll see you next time on Just 5 Words with Lawrence Martin. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.